You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Nate Taylor. He used to work at The Athletic. He now works for ESPN, but he does the exact same thing in covering the Kansas City Chiefs. Nate, how has St. Joseph's, Missouri been treating you?
You know, what's funny is Rob just asked me, producer Rob, just a minute ago when I received your guys' phone call. It's going fine. It could be worse, I guess.
Could it be better?
No, not really. Okay. I mean, the funniest thing is, you know, they're in pads for three straight days, and, you know, the heat index was past 100 on Tuesday. And so, of course, when the temperature actually starts to drop is when we're not up there because they didn't practice today. So, you know, beloved, I'm sure it'll go back to 100. But the people have been really nice. You know, St. Joseph is a – it's a – you know, I'm enjoying it as much as I can for the eighth time around.
I'm going to ask you the most important question of training camp. I'm sure everybody's coming up to you and like, oh, what do you think about Josh Simmons? Or, oh, who's been the training camp, darling? I'm not interested in that. I want to know, when you retire, what are you going to write down as your favorite training camp fight?
Oh, man. Well, if Josh Simmons really does turn out to be the presumptive, you know, stonewall that is at left tackle, then that'll always be memorable because he has, Ashton Gelati's good people. I want everybody to know that. And he has no shot against Joshua Simmons so far, which has been hilarious. There was a couple years ago, if you remember, where Andrew Wiley got into some fights, and I was like, ooh, you don't really see offensive linemen under Andy Reid getting to, you know, some tussles. And then, of course, hey, bud, I've caught the ball. The rep is over. Don't punch me. Don't punch at the ball. I'm a Hall of Famer. Don't do this to me. Right now, the leader still, for me, is 2 years ago, where I think it was 2 years ago, two or 3 years ago, where Travis Kelce just said, stop it, Cole Christensen, stop it, okay? I will swing on you, and I'm Travis Kelce, you're Cole Christensen, stop it. So that was really funny. I mean, I think DiCaprio Boodle, if people remember him, he got some fists from Travis Kelce. This is like right either before the Taylor Swift thing popped off, but man, my guy was so angry anytime someone tried to do anything. Hey, I've already caught the ball, guys. The rep's over.
Right now, we're joined by Nate Taylor. He covers the Chiefs for ESPN now. All right, Nate, let's talk about the top story. Take us through how we go from Jalen Moore being their big swing in free agency to them giving him $21 million. He was Trent Williams' replacement, and now he is ready to be a starting left tackle in the league. It's his turn. They then get Josh Simmons. I think we all were like, hey, I don't know if Josh Simmons is going to be fully ready yet. You and I were talking about this potentially being a redshirt year. To now, right, it is not even a question anymore on who their left tackle is going to be. When they play the Los Angeles Chargers in Brazil coming up in, what, a month from now, Josh Simmons is going to be their starting left tackle. Or how do we get here, I guess, is maybe my initial question.
So it's a great question, and I want to remind people how fast this has happened because – training camp basically started 10 days ago, right? Andy Reid said, hey, welcome to camp. Welcome back, everybody. And then he told us that day, Carrington, that no, Josh Simmons really doesn't have any restrictions. He will participate as a full participant of training camp, which I thought was a miracle, considering that, you know, this guy had a non-contact patella injury to his left knee in October. Okay, so like he missed the second half of his college final season. You know, he participated, but like, look, this isn't in pads. OTAs are so different from, you know, training camp, when it's like, hey, we really have to get ready for the season. Andy's really going to kick it up a notch in terms of the tempo, in terms of the magnitude of reps you're going to get. Obviously, whoever the best five is, you want to build that chemistry as soon as possible. So it was fascinating on the first couple days where you're like, okay, he's moving really well. He seems to be very fluid, still seems strong and athletic. Okay, I guess we'll see on day one of the full team pads. And then it was over in like 20 minutes. Because again, he stonewalled. I just want to go through the list, Carrington. He stonewalled Charles Omenihu, right? He told Mike Dana, you're not strong enough. He saw Ashton Gelati and threw this man to the ground like he wasn't an NFL player. And then at any point he's been up against George Karloftis or Chris Jones, he's held his own. Now, again, this is not at full speed. This is not a regular season game. But at this point, the Chiefs have to understand that, man, we made such an investment in this player with a first-round pick. He's progressed faster than we could have ever anticipated. We were pretty confident when our doctor said, hey, his rehab's going better than most players of his age, of his, you know, weight, of his position. But, I mean, he appears to be better than Jalen Moore, which is quite, like, it's hard for me to say that out loud, but that's basically everything I've been told, is that, hey, now you've made Jalen Moore a glorified, like, six offensive lineman that you can pull in on jumbo packages and can maybe transition from maybe right tackle if something goes on with Jawan Taylor, who, again, still has this nagging knee injury. But they want to see this all the way through, and Josh Simmons has given them no reason as to not continue to give him every rep possible to get him up to speed as quick as possible before opening night. And again, he's done everything well, and he's done more, I think, 10 days into training camp than even what was being asked of Kingsley Suamataia last year at this point in time.
All right, I'm going to try to phrase this question correctly. Would you say that the hype for Josh Simmons right now, do you see it being based on, do you see it based on the Chiefs not having a left tackle last year and now they finally have a left tackle? Or do you think this hype is based off of, hey, the Chiefs might have gotten the eighth overall pick in the 30s this year, and a lot of the conversation that we had heard that Simmons would have been a high first-round pick, all of those are validated by how he's played so far in the first 10 days of his NFL career?
Yes. I think the last two points you made are exactly what we're getting into, which is, hey, if this man is healthy, he's never playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's never getting past the 12th pick in the draft. Based on my understanding of his talent level and his skill, you know, if he wasn't injured. I think you're also realizing, too, that, yeah, because he seems to be strong and athletic and he has no issues with the knee so far, and again, back-to-back-to-back days in full pads and performing quite well, okay, then this is like, oh, my God, maybe they have solved it. I think if you're asking me in terms of, hey, use your context, use, you know, the 8 years you've covered the team, when was the last time you heard a player this hyped at a position of importance? The last player I will give you is Isaiah Pacheco. They were pretty clear after, like, the first couple day in pads that, wow, Pacheco may actually be something, and we got him in the seventh round, and most teams thought he was maybe one-dimensional, but he's actually going to work in our offense based on his tenacity, his speed, his ability to catch the ball, and he's going to make people miss in the NFL. We are pretty confident, even though he has never played a preseason game, that he will make the NFL, which is, again, something that they were losing with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Now you're telling me at a more important position, hey, this guy may actually be able to hold his own against, you know, Khalil Mack on opening night on a one-on-one situation. I mean, I haven't seen this level of hype since Pacheco, and I think with each passing day, the hype gets more and more.
Right now, we're joined by Nate Taylor, who covers the Kansas City Chiefs for ESPN. Let's talk about Jalen Moore. I mean, this team took two swings in free agency. One is Jalen Moore, who doesn't appear to be a starter right now. The other one is Christian Fulton, who has not practiced in St. Joe. Let's talk about Jalen Moore. What is his role for this team? Because it doesn't appear like he has the inside track to be the right tackle. I also don't think that he's going to be this team's left guard either.
Yeah, I mean, you would still want to see something out of Kingsley Suamataia because you've invested a second-round pick and you've given him the entire offseason to really transition into that position at left guard. So I agree with you. I think in some ways the Chiefs were so informed by last year, the fact that, you know, Joe Tooney had to go from left guard to left tackle, the fact that he was getting up in age and that you weren't really going to want to re-sign him long term. Okay, well, we need capable backups. Hell, we need above average backups. And they didn't have that last year. Obviously, their best backup, you could argue, was either Wanya Morris or Mike Caliendo, depending on your preference and what position you needed at that time. So Jalen Moore is a glorified, overqualified backup who can play right tackle if Juwan Taylor has a knee injury that is going to nag him over the course of the season, which is possible. It's not like Juwan Taylor is going to get any younger, right? You have Kingsley Suamataia, who, again, you've given him every sort of rep like you've done for the most part in training camp to, hey, it's going to be Kingsley and Josh on the left side when we start the season. If things teeter, if they get a little bit tricky there, okay, then we can go with Juwan and have Jalen Moore be our left guard if necessary, or if something goes with Juwan, he can be our right tackle. Or, you know, you don't want this to happen, but, you know, hey, he is most comfortable at left tackle. So it's very interesting to me that Andy Reid and Andy Hecht, the offensive line coach, have had him experiment at right tackle and left guard more often than maybe I anticipated coming into training camp. But hey, the more comfortable you are at those positions, the more you'll be ready if you are needed at some point in time, you know, early in the regular season due to injuries or due to something else that may go on in terms of play with somebody else. Hey, this team needed someone like Jalen Moore last year to finish the job, to maybe win and be the, you know, three-peat Super Bowl champions. So this was not the initial plan. You and I both agree on that, but it's better to have more assets than you maybe need because the NFL is a violent sport and it's rare. I want to make this clear. Even with Josh Simmons being this impressive, it's rare for teams to have the same starting five for 17 weeks and then you get to the postseason. So the odds are still in favor that Jalen Moore will play meaningful snaps this season. It's just not probably going to happen in week one against the Chargers.
I was just going to ask you, if you asked Brett Veach, like if you and him were talking off the record and he says, yeah, of course. And then you ask him, hey, now knowing what you know, would you have signed Jalen Moore? I do wonder what his answer is going to be, because it seems like I understand having a lot of options at tackle. I mean, spending $21 million guaranteed for a guy that we're not sure when we're going to put him in a game. I just wonder if they would have spent that money elsewhere now knowing that they were going to figure out their left tackle situation.
I think he still would have done it because it still gave the teams, other teams in the league, the impression that, okay, they found a legitimate option at left tackle that's not Joe Tooney. And we already know, based on everybody watching the All 32, that Kingsley Suamataia probably isn't going to be able to do it at this level. So I still think the team would have signed Jalen Moore because, again, he gave them a baseline and, you know, destiny had to arrive on draft night, which means you need so many things to happen and the stars to align that all of a sudden Josh Simmons is available. And give credit to the Chiefs and their medical staff. Hey, they brought this guy in, what, about 2 weeks before the draft? And they said, hey, man, we're going to evaluate everything. We want all your medical records. We want to look at that knee. We want to touch that knee. We want to see where the rehab's going, what you can do, what you can't do right now, what you weren't able to do 2 months ago. We want to be able to see everything. So they did their due diligence. They did their due diligence more than maybe half the teams in the league, because half the teams in the league just put a red flag next to Josh Simmons' name and said, we can't really take him in the first round. Maybe we'll reevaluate it on night two if he's still there. Well, the Chiefs traded down and still got him with the 32nd pick. And I think that is only a factor because everyone looking at the Chiefs on their draft boards and their position of needs said, well, I mean, they got Jalen Moore, and he actually looks competent when he's played in, you know, in spots of Trent Williams. So, okay, I mean, they're not desperate. And at the same time, I just think Brett would have done it because by pushing teams elsewhere, And because he's got job security, because the team has been to the Super Bowl 3 straight years, because they have Patrick Mahomes, which other teams don't, obviously, you are more inclined to take that level of a risk that high in the draft compared to his counterparts. And that is because Jalen Moore was already penciled in at left tackle.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Nate, let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. I got a quick question about Christian Fulton. Is he going to practice anytime soon with the Chiefs?
So he could practice as early as Saturday. I'm not sure about tomorrow. They come back to St. Joe tomorrow, but he could practice pretty quickly, guys. So again, if he's out there in a very limited basis tomorrow, it wouldn't surprise me. I think Saturday, Sunday is probably his target for like when he can really come back. But look, it's fine. None of this matters, ladies and gentlemen. I think Christian Fulton will play to some degree in training camp and in the preseason. He, much like Juwan Taylor, is like, I ain't got to push it right now, guys. Let me check the calendar. Ooh, it just turned to August. You know what? I guess I might get ready for football. So, look, they know he dealt with the knee surgery in the offseason. You give him time to recover. You give him time to rehab. There's no need to push it right now. You still got a month before the regular season starts. But I do think that he will practice sooner rather than later.
Let's just keep the theme when it comes to health for Chiefs players. There's been a lot of conversation this offseason about the Chiefs getting back the explosiveness in their offense or Mahomes being better with the deep ball. The question to me is just simple. Can they keep all their wide receivers healthy? And a point that I made a couple of days ago is, I mean, if you keep drafting 5'9 guys who weigh 180 pounds, like, you're just going to have injury concerns at some point. Like, your body is not made to play 20 consecutive weeks of football. You're going to miss some time if you are that size. I mean, just think about right now. Their number one wide receiver is coming off a knee injury. We had a scare earlier this week with Hollywood Brown. Xavier Worthy is in the concussion protocol. Like, the wide receiver health is just something that we're going to have to track all season.
Correct. And I did hear you mention that. And, you know, this is what you get with Andy Reid, right? You want speed and you want the scheme to be perfectly aligned so that the quarterback has plenty of options across the field. It, of course, helps to still have Travis Kelce, who has done very well so far into training camp. But, yeah, I mean, it's great that Rashee Rice looks to be as good as he was a year ago. So that is the biggest thing that we can take away from training camp so far at the receiver position. Again, we'll see what Xavier Worthy looks like when he comes back from the concussion. I don't believe he had a concussion last year, so this is his first recorded concussion as an NFL player. So again, we'll keep that in mind. He may, you know, it might take him a week before he comes back to practice because you just need to be precautious, and we all understand the after effects of concussions. So Hollywood is not a real thing. It's not a real massive thing. He could have practiced, I guess, yesterday. But again, with an off day today, give him 2 days. I expect him to be back this weekend. But yeah, going forward, they're going to have to use Jalen Royals and Tyquan Thornton, which is why it's so valuable that they're getting first-team reps already into training camp, because to your point, Carrington, it's going to be hard for me to see Hollywood Brown playing 17 games, or let's say 16 games. The team's already in the postseason. Week 18 is virtually irrelevant. So, hey, if I need 16 games out of you, and we know we're not getting 16 games out of Rashee Rice, and, you know, hopefully Xavier Worthy becomes the explosive weapon, then okay, you're still going to need valuable reps from Juju Smith-Schuster. Can Tyquan Thornton be better than Justin Watson was last year? I don't know if you're going to get anything out of Sky Moore, but I guess we'll see in the preseason. Nico Remigio is more of a returner, but again, I guess you could run him out there in the slot on occasion. And Tyquan Thornton looks to be your best backup on the perimeter. So, hey, can you use him in the red zone or in, you know, 50-50 balls, back shoulder passes, corner routes? I don't care. Just figure it out. But they're going to need the whole collection of receivers, because I just think it's going to be asking a lot, especially from Hollywood and Xavier, to be a dynamic duo in September all the way through January. And then hopefully, if the team does make it to the Super Bowl, everyone's healthy and available for the biggest game of the year in February. It's asking a lot, but this is what you get with Andy Reid, guys. Small, fast guys who are, you know, tougher than the average player at their heights, but it's a violent sport, and don't get hit. Go out of bounds. Like, I'm telling Xavier Worthy right now, like, either run right by them or get out of bounds. Elongate your career, even though it was unfortunate that the injury occurred a couple days ago.
Last thing here, Nate, and we'll get you out of here. I haven't heard anything about their running backs. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I have not seen you send one single tweet about Elijah Mitchell or Rashard Smith. Not a single tweet. Now, I know the training camp, like, the drills aren't really designed for Kareem Hunt to really wow and dazzle you. Maybe with Isaiah Pacheco, but we know what kind of runner he is. That's not really what training camp is. I'm looking at Rashard Smith and Elijah Mitchell. Like, I haven't heard any oohs or ahs or nothing. Is this just because there's so much focus on Josh Simmons, so that's kind of taking up all of the room? Or have the running backs just not been that inspiring so far in camp?
Yeah, it's a mix of both. I'll be honest, when I'm watching 9-on-7, I'm looking at Kingsley and Josh Williams and a little bit of Juwan Taylor, because, again, from the knee situation. Yeah, Isaiah Pacheco, he's great, guys. He's fine. He does look healthier. He looks like he's changed his body a little bit, too, coming off the injury. So we'll see how that, you know, plays a role in, obviously, September and October. Kareem Hunt is basically, he is what you know. When it comes to Elijah Mitchell, I think he's such a veteran that they've actually said, hey, man, look at the calendar. You know what time it is. Don't worry about it. Like, let's just get you into a rhythm. Hey, be a nice veteran. Let's not give you too many reps. Obviously, your hamstring snapped last year, so we don't need to push you. But look, he looks to be a very competent running back who could give you a nice little blend of not necessarily speed, but, like, you know, a little bit of quickness, a little bit of, like, fluidity, you know, into the second level, which is very different than, obviously, Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. When it comes to Rashard Smith, he actually has been the most interesting one to watch, because he's been a little slow understanding the timing that Patrick Mahomes wants, but he's got such good receiver skills that it's like, man, can you throw him out there and then, like, I don't know, against the Jaguars in week 5 or week 6, whatever day it is in the schedule, and can you feature him in, like, a couple packages out of the backfield? What will be fascinating with him, like most rookies, is how does he come to get better at pass protection throughout training camp and the preseason? How much are they going to put him in the backfield and just say, hey, man, like, can you just not get Gardner Minshew killed? Like, that would be really helpful. But he's got the most explosiveness. He's talked about, hey, I need to be a little bit patient, setting up my blocks, and then exploding through the hole. So, again, that's something to watch in training camp. He's their most darling of a player at the running back position that you should watch in training camp. But, again, it may take time just because he's a rookie and you have so many veteran options in front of him on the depth chart. But, yeah, I mean, from a running back standpoint, at least they have options, Carrington. You want me to tell you who their options were last year in training camp? It was Isaiah Pacheco and Carson Steele. And we don't even know if Carson Steele is going to make the roster this time around. So at least they have options.
You should do a documentary on the summer of Carson Steele, because, I mean, those 3 weeks when you guys were, like, asking him questions about his personal life, knowing you didn't care about it, it was so good.
Oh, it was so good.
We were learning about his pet alligator. Like, why were we doing that with Carson Steele last year?
Because Kent was that mundane. I mean, I'll just be honest. They were back-to-back champs. Everybody knew they were good. It's like, hey, who's this? Now, I will say, Carson still had one of the best opening preseason games I've ever seen from an undrafted free agent who was a fullback that just ran over the Jaguars. It was amazing. And we did ask him about his alligator. Remember, Carrington, it was week three. They had the running back, so they said, hey, bro, you can't really go to your sister's wedding. Make sure everybody's watching NBC. We're going to give you the ball 20 times. Please don't screw up. They won anyway. Because they have Patrick Mahomes. I mean, come on. It's just, it was so funny that they were like, hey, man, this is your time to shine. We don't have any other running backs. We'll still win. We'll still be the team on the road in Atlanta. And, yeah, it's honestly right now Carson Steele is fighting tooth and nail to stay on the roster. Special teams will be very important for him. But, again, like that comes to, like, how few options they had last year and, I guess, decent scouting on the back end of the draft class. But at the same time, they learned their lesson. They have better options this year.
That is our guy, Nate Taylor, joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work with ESPN. We'll catch up with him next week. Next week, the Chiefs have a preseason game. Nate, it's almost here.
Yes, buddy. Yes. You know I'm going to be watching Chargers-Lions in a couple hours.
Nate, I'm telling you that if you are going to – after you spent all this time in St. Joe, if you're going to take away time from your family to watch the Hall of Fame game, I'm telling you right now, brother, you have a problem. I'm telling you that right now. You've already been watching enough fake football. You got to watch more of it.
It's mostly for Hayden. Like, we'll check in for the first quarter. And
you don't need to watch that with him. Why don't you play the new college football video game instead?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, but hey, here you go, kid. Here's the first little glimpse of it, and we're going to eject in the second quarter.
Second quarter, you're going to make it further than me. I'm watching one drive of that game, and I'm out. I can't do it. That's our guy, Nate Taylor, joining us on the show.
I got to get the early look at Trey Lance, because remember him?
Oh, what, wow. Trey Lance is still in the league? You know what? You might have sold me on quarter one now of the Hall of Fame game. Nate, I appreciate you, man.
Anytime, man. Thank you, guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.